This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. Now listen, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to make it easier for guys like me to make a few bucks online. And if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. Look, you get product that you like, I hope. I would think. I use his products. I wouldn't ask you to buy them if I didn't think they were worth it. But they are. They're very, very worth it. So, head over there, take a look around, do some old-fashioned, truly window shopping. Right? And look for the products that you need. I'm telling you, it's not just a matter of me sending you there. Yeah, go ahead and get it so you can support me. I love the products. I use the sheets, the pillowcases. They have mattress covers. We have towels. All kinds of great stuff. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you have anything to say. But MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. I'm telling you, you'll be quite happy with what you buy there and what have you. All right. Again, we have a man, boy, wanting to be a girl, thinking that they're a girl, telling us how to handle that. Take a listen.
I will never use the men's bathroom, no matter what anyone says. And the only people that seem to have a problem with me using the woman's bathroom is TERFs. Trans exclusionary radical feminists. And TERFs do
that. That's a new one. Has anybody heard that one before? TERFs. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Not make up the whole female population. They do not make up the majority of the female population. It's a very small minority. Well. And in my opinion, you guys should use a family restroom or use the bathroom at home, whatever, if you aren't comfortable with people like me being in there. That's just how I feel. That is a public space, and it's available for any woman to use. And just because you're a radical...
Any woman to use. Identifying woman? I mean, you need to be clear, because I know how you guys like to play with words.
Just because you're radical politics, say I'm a man or...
No, my radical God who created everything says you're a man. Says if your DNA has the right components, that's what you are, not what you think you are.
Or a trans-identifying male, whatever you want to call it. I really don't care. Because in the eyes of the law, I'm a woman, and I'm going to use that bathroom. I'm getting real tired of being told by these hateful people that I need a trans bathroom or to find a family restroom. That's not happening. I said in one of my earlier videos that I wanted a turf bathroom as a joke because of how ridiculous it sounded when you guys said people like me needed our own specific bathroom. I am a woman. I will continue to use the woman's bathroom. If you have an issue with that...
I am a woman. I will get it. So, I would love to ask this person, do you have regular periods? Right? What's your DNA look like? That kind of stuff. In all sincerity. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or rude. But just because you feel you're some way doesn't mean you are some way. Right? I mean, unless I'm missing something. Unless the English language is so poorly put together. Oh, but I forgot. Anyway, English language is supremacy. Yeah, it's based on white supremacy. You didn't know that? You guys not tuned in? I can't. It's kind of like there's so many things that are racist, or they tell us that are racist, that everything is racist, which means absolutely nothing is racist. Right? I mean, seriously. In all sincerity. So you can't keep up with it all, so you don't really care anymore. I truly believe that's what happens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, well, I thought you'd enjoy that a little bit. Here's another one you're going to enjoy. Critics are slamming wokeness as live-action Snow White has ditched the Seven Dwarfs. That's right. The 2024 live-action Snow White film appears to have taken the advice of Peter Dinklage, making significant changes to the characterization of the cohort previously known as the Seven Dwarfs. Okay, really? That's what they were called for the time. That's what they were called in the day. And the recent set of photos, which leaked last week, the radically or racially engendered diverse cast can be seen consisting of mostly able-bodied, full-grown individuals, with the exception of one person with dwarfism. The photos were snapped on the Bedfordshire, England film set and sparked plenty of online hate from those who continue to decry wokeness. Now, again, you think about this stuff. I mean, give me a break. If you're miniature, I don't even know what's the word, height challenged, dwarf, whatever it is that you prefer, but please let us know ahead of time so we don't go to court over it. You know what I'm saying? But it looks like the woke don't care much about these dwarves, about these little people making some money. Also caught in the photos were alleged stand-ins for actor Rachel Zegler and Andrew Burnap, who were cast in the lead roles. I mean, it's, again, just amazing to me. Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, I'm going to go cry. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I'll explain in a minute.
No problem.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Because I want you to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. That's why, you know, again, you listen to me, you're going to get in all kinds of legal trouble. That's why I bring in Brad Dacus. Brad is founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You can find him at pji.org, pji.org. And Brad, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Great. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So let's have some fun. I think you've already heard this one. You heard about the state AG now that has filed charges against 16 Republicans with felony charges for acting as false electors for Trump's 2020 election. Have you heard about that today, Michigan AG?
No. This is the first I've heard of it, unfortunately.
Well, no. Today is like Trump Day. Trump Day in the legal world. It's just amazing to me. So
they're
going after him big time. So the Michigan Attorney General has filed felony charges against 16 Republicans, including the head of the party's state chapter, with acting as false electors. And again, she said, Dana Nessel said Tuesday that all 16 people would face 8 criminal charges each, including forgery and conspiracy to commit election forgery, which range from a potential of 5 to 14 years in prison. And I look at that. You look at the new indictment and arrest charges being brought against Trump again today or within the next few days. I mean, this is... You can't go after Melissa's prosecution until it actually happens, correct?
Well, yeah, correct. But I'm trying to understand this. So were these the same 16 Republican congressmen from Michigan that endorsed Trump and signed on to his campaign?
These were delegates. I think these were the delegates that were put together to go replace the delegates that the state sent without certifying the election at first.
So it's
probably very complicated. But
yeah,
does it warrant? I mean, does it warrant truly charges against these people? Because now they're going after people that worked around him, that worked with him, as opposed to going after him.
Yeah, and apparently it involved these members' allegations of fraud. That did occur in Michigan. It was flagrant, actually, in Detroit, warned that whole area of Michigan. So I remember that as clear as crystal. It was outrageous. The Democrats wouldn't let any Republican poll watchers in, poll workers. They locked the doors and, quote-unquote, counted the ballots. So, yeah, I mean, I can see why there was major contesting there and of the obvious fraudulent activities that were taking place. So I would categorize this, Joe, as a political move, but a stupid political move by the Democrats because it only legitimizes the concerns that many Americans have of bullying attempts without foundation. To not only thwart the ability for the major candidate to be elected president, but also the rights of citizens for address and redress of actions of government, including actions challenging the illegitimate conclusions in an election. In this case, out of Michigan and their electors. This is a political move, but it's a stupid political move because it only justifies all the more this corruption, if you will, and attempts to prevent the voice of the people to being heard for those who want to support Trump.
Yeah, and again, that's what it is all about. They're going after not only just Trump, but they're going after Trump and anybody who even tries to support him in any way, shape, manner, or form. So
it reminds me, frankly, it reminds me of a banana republic. You know, also where you have, just like a president in power trying to get his number one political opponent in the upcoming imminent election put behind bars. I mean, that's like we say, like Venezuela or Cuba or someplace like that.
Or Russia, for that matter, right?
Or Russia. Yeah, Putin putting his opponents behind bars. all they have to do is say, Trump better be careful not to drink the soup, because who knows, they make, what to what lake they'll go. But Right now we see outrageous legal efforts to keep the voice of the people from being heard. You know, Alan Dershowitz is screaming and crying out against this as a clear attack on our democratic republic and the electoral process. If someone in power, using their powers, that is Biden, using his Department of Justice, his FBI, et cetera, can thwart, for obvious political reasons, the voice of the people being heard on Election Day. And that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And they don't care what it does to the country. It's all about power. You look at what's going on right now. Every single person that's being called to testify in front of Congress is being totally put down by the Democrats, totally lambasted by the Democrats. Like, every Republican witness is bad, wrong, and a liar, but every Democrat witness is, you know, God's gift to humanity. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, it's pretty outrageous. And then when you see these actions against Trump, these criminal actions of Trump taking place, but yet you see the Department of Justice taking no meritorious action at all to bring criminal charges against the big elephant in the middle of the room, in this case, the big donkey in the middle of the room, and that is Biden and his son Hunter, with the obvious, treason and for his self-benefit with our two or three major enemies, countries, including China and Russia. And yet, you know, it's silent. It's deafening silence. And so there's nothing being brought against this obvious illegal action.
Right.
And yet there's...
We got to hit the commercial when we come back. We'll have to talk to this QAnon shaman. I mean, wow, what's going on in his case? We've got a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus right after the break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Records expected to be broken when it comes to back-to-school shopping this year.
Back-to-school spending is set to reach an astonishing $41.5 billion, breaking all previous records. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Families with children in elementary through high school have budgeted an average of $890 for back-to-school items, while college students and their families are expected to spend over $1,300 per person. The main driving force, the growing demand for electronics. 69% of back-to-school shoppers are planning to purchase electronics or computer-related accessories, marking the highest percentage ever recorded in the survey.
Correspondent John Schaefer. The report says Monday was officially the hottest day ever in the Northern Hemisphere. The record comes just weeks after NOAA claimed the world as a whole set new heat records several days in a row. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the way it should work. You should be part of the solution and not part of the problem because you're spewing stuff that isn't true. In all sincerity and honesty. Okay, let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, as he does every week. I kind of give you the legal insight on things that are going on, because like I keep telling you, don't listen to me. I will do nothing but get you in trouble. You have to listen to him. Anyway, Brad, tell people what PJI is, how they can help you out.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit, 501c3 legal organization. We defend parents' rights, religious freedom, sanctity of life, all without charge. And we're unique in that, first, we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We actually work hard coast-to-coast to make sure that everyone gets help and no one's left on the side of the road. We pick up all the costs, and we have also uniquely not just one or two offices. We have 31 offices in 24 states, coast-to-coast. So anywhere the American flag is flying, people should never hesitate to contact us for free assistance. And they can go to our website and get our case updates. We have over 185 in active litigation right now. And they can go to simply pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org. I tell you, Joe, if they're listening to this broadcast, they're going to want to get our free e-newsletter talking about real cases that are major cases dealing with their freedoms and liberties that are not covered by mainline media. And they'll be very encouraged because we've got lots of victories that we see happening.
Yeah, you guys have done some great work out there. I know some people you've helped out in a lot of areas, whether it be in education or other places. Let's talk about this QAnon shaman who pleaded guilty and then, he made a heartfelt apology and all of that. And now he wants to reverse his plea. And it's interesting when you read the story, you read what he's talking about here. They made him, according to him, make it look like, you know, he was having mental health struggles. That he was like sucked in by Trump. He was duped by Trump. That he was duped by the QAnon community. And, some of the doctors said he showed schizophrenic or bipolar depression and delusion. And he just said, you know what? No, none of that's true. None of it is true. You know, he said he wants it returned. And he knows that he might get a new trial, and he doesn't care. How does this play out in today's environment where we're starting to see the videotapes? We're starting to see some of these people that were arrested for the January 6th whatever you want to call it. Again, does he stand a chance of winning this thing based on what you've seen happen over the last 2 years?
Yeah, he does. And one of his main legal arguments, I believe, would be that not all of the relevant information was made available for him to see, or be more importantly for the court. Tucker Carlson actually made this a major presentation to the American people, where he said, you know, this is the videos that were shown and to the court. Here's what the videos that were not shown. Here's what was held back, which gave a very, very different picture called the truth. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I think he has a shot at having a trial. I think that is a significant a bit of facts. Now, normally when someone's, has a plea bargain and agrees to settlement, that's it. That's it. It's binding. It's done. It's over. There are some exceptions, and I think that he would potentially be able to prevail. It's no guarantee. It's not an easy feat to have a plea bargain agreement that was settled and signed, sealed, delivered, reopened up. But that's definitely a possibility. Also, I have to commend him in that, here he is. He's already served most of his time, and, just waiting for a trial. A lot of that time was just sitting there waiting in jail for his due process, which is outrageous. But in addition, he's taking a risk here. Right now, he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. He could just, go out and live his life. But now he's taking a risk that he could have another trial and actually go to trial and end up with some radical judge appointed by, Obama or Biden, digging their teeth into him and putting him in for 20 years, behind bars. So that's the kind of tyranny we see. That's another reason, frankly, why I hope that Donald Trump or someone comparable to him or, on the same side will be in the White House to grant complete pardons for all of those who are not engaging in real bona fide criminal activity, that is, i.e., creating damage to federal property, et cetera.
When you watch those videos, it's kind of hard to understand to a point, because you're watching the Capitol Police, or I'll even go this far, people who are dressed as Capitol Police, you're watching them usher protesters in. You're watching them usher them in, open gates, unlocking doors. How is that forced entry? It is not, is it?
No, it's not. When you look at that video, it was just night and day compared to what we've been served by the administration. And it was very eye-opening, because we heard all the things that were said and the video films and, was not being released. Well, now we know why. It was a false narrative. The reality was the police were escorting them, even on the front steps. There was a police officer just waving his hand, waving people in. Well, if I'm out there, I'm a demonstrator, I'm there at the steps, and I see someone in uniform just waving people in, I say, oh, I guess we can go in. There is someone with a badge, they're representing the Capitol. I guess we can go in. A reasonable person would conclude that because they're being waved in. So I think that, frankly, that they should have a defense. But it's not even those, just those, mind you, who are who are, you know, waved in and escorted like this gentleman was on video by the security, but also people who never even stepped foot on the steps of the Capitol are being prosecuted. I know one gentleman, he was on an email thread with a number of other men and their people, and they were talking, and some of them on the thread were a little more, you know, expressive, saying, you know, we should take over the country, you know, this is frustrating, this is outrageous, you know, we need to, you know, burn the Capitol, you know, saying something, you know, along those lines, just, you know, radical. He didn't respond. But because he was on the thread, he's being prosecuted as a conspirator to what this other person said, where no action was taken, no evidence of planning for the action to be taken, other than just some brief rhetoric, you know, fuming and steam, you know, being expressed. So he's being criminally prosecuted. The man's a wonderful Christian man who just wanted to go there and be there at the demonstration, and wonderful law-abiding citizen. And this administration, if, you know, they know him, they've investigated, and they're prosecuting him to put him behind bars for quite some time, and for illegitimate reasons. So it's very disturbing to see that, and it's all too uncommon, unfortunately. There's one who was praying on the steps. He was praying outside on the steps, and he has been criminally prosecuted and being criminally charged.
For what?
Because he was did not have authority to be on those steps. There was on federal property at that time. So, yeah, this is a tyrannical Department of Justice, a tyrannical administration. And, you know, I just want to say, Joe, if people out there may be Republican, they may be Democrat, this is not an issue of Republican or Democrat. This is an issue about the survival of the credibility of our country, because if we have a Department of Justice and an FBI that acts like the Gestapo and the KGB, it's over. If our elections have no integrity and they're like they are in Russia and other places, it's over. And capital investment will leave, and so will people thirsting for freedom leave. And it could very well result in chaos, in particular, if any of these charges with some of these radical judges rule incorrectly. They're not all radical judges, so I'm not painting all of them.
All right. We've got to go for a break. Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after this.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, seriously. And, back at it again with Brad Dacus. Brad, I don't know about you, but I know when I'm in important meetings, it's always good so I can stay sharp for me to take a nap in the middle of the meeting, isn't it? You know, like Joe Biden did today. with President Herzog from Israel. I mean, that was just great. But yeah. No, he's got no problems, though. He's got the energy than more than 10 dead cows. I don't know. Whatever. But...
Yeah, I know.
sorry. Yeah. You can see his head starting to drift away. You would think somebody would come out and do something, you know, run interference, do something. Anyway. There was one I was going to do with you. Oh, so California, the bastion for parental rights in education. Apparently, there are some things going on in the schools where parents, in many ways, are not allowed to have information about their kids. So if the child decides that they're transgender or they want a certain medical procedure and the school has no reason or no legal push to tell the parents about it. So one of the things that some of these schools do when a child decides, you heard me, a child decides that it is transgender, wants to change the name to a male name or a female name, depending on which direction they're going into. And according to this judge, one of the mom sued the school, brought it to the court. A federal judge in Sacramento ruled that the California is not violating parents' rights by requiring public schools to accept students' gender identities and let them decide whether to inform their families. So now that 12, 14, 16-year-old gets to decide whether their parents get to know what's going on in their lives. I mean, how long can this go on, and can this really be legal?
Well, what they're referencing is a law that was passed in 2015, which says that, that transgender kids kids who have gender identity dysphoria or confusion, that they can go to the opposite sex's bathroom, locker room, any program, any sports activity from the opposite sex. So long as they say that they feel like they are the opposite sex, then we're all supposed to pretend that there's someone different than who they really are. It's sort of like the emperor has no clothes doctrine, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And so we're all supposed to believe in something that's non-reality, that this kid may not even necessarily believe in himself. Well, that law was passed. Well, then the Department of Education for the state of California, basically through the regulations, said to school districts, well, you know what? Hey, you should just leave it up to the students to decide whether or not they want to tell their parents or not, or who they want to tell if they don't want to tell anyone. And the school should not disclose that. Well, that was a regulatory application, so it could be challenged as being beyond the scope of the legislative authority, which may happen. But instead, the real core of the challenge to something like this, and is what makes it a federal issue, is the fact that it violates fundamental rights of parents that are deemed to be the rights of parents under the Constitution. There's solid case law in Myers v. Nebraska, Pierce Society of Sisters, and others, where an Amish case where the Supreme Court has held that parents have a fundamental right over the education, health, welfare, moral upbringing, religion, and instruction and care of their child. That isn't a hypothetical. That is back in the 1920s. Two of those cases were in 1920s cases. So the court's already on the record saying parents have a fundamental right in this area, so there's no reason you should hold this back. They're not even required to, the school district isn't even required to assess whether or not the parents, pose a threat of harm or anything like that. It's just, we'll just leave it up to the kid to decide, and that child could be having counseling, could be suicidal. There's a lot of things ongoing that could be in the play. The child could have just been sexually molested and needs counseling to address this issue. Kids who have gender identity dysphoria, one of the manifestations of that dysphoria, one of the roots of it, statistically, is often a response to sexual molestation. And so all this is being kept from the parents, and I believe that the Supreme Court has a good chance that they're going to set some good case law if this case makes it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they don't shy away from this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, they tend to, and for me, and you're the legal eagle here, but, they leave so many areas wide open. It's kind of like, look, why don't you simply, say when you come down with these rulings, because you've taught me over the years that they only deal with specifically what they're asked to deal with, what the, what the case is about. They never broaden the case. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I will say, though, recently I've seen the court do that in the website graphic design case, some very broad language dealing with saying the government can't compel someone to say something they don't believe, they don't think. We're going to be using that in some of our pronoun cases. There's some of that really powerful, broad language the same as with the Title VII case, could have been very narrow regarding the postal worker who was told that, nope, you have to work on Sunday, we don't care about your faith, and that decision could have been very narrow. Instead, it was actually very broad, so broad it's going to have a positive impact on about 90 of our cases that we have in litigation across the country. So this court has actually flexed its muscle in ways that have surprised me, and they may do it again with regard to parental rights cases like this one.
Yeah, they're like I said, these things always scare me because I look at them and, you know, I am always perplexed at how you can get to a federal judge locally and a federal judge will say it's unconstitutional, and then somehow when it ends up in the Supreme Court said federal judge is wrong, it's totally constitutional or vice versa. How we get those kind of rulings, I'm sorry, it just floors me. I know you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's because different presidents appoint different judges on the court, and you know, all they can say is you look at the Supreme Court and compare Amy Coney Barrett to Justice Amy Coney Barrett to most recently appointed Justice Jackson, and you know,
Kavanaugh's always in the news too lately.
But Kavanaugh's been, I mean, he's really been a fantastic justice, and yet you compare him versus Sotomayor, who, you know, she doesn't quote the facts actually accurately on the record of things that are being made history, historical decisions. Justice Jackson's guilty of the same. So who appoints judges really matters. That's why it's real important for people to register to vote and to vote in the Senate races and the presidential election, because it really does matter in huge ways for the preservation of the integrity of our courts. And in this situation dealing with Trump, whether or not our nation may be facing revolution after an election, as opposed to celebrating freedom, if in fact we have corruption that many people have been fearful of, and hoping and praying we won't have that kind of corruption.
You know, it's funny because as you're talking, somebody sent me a link to a story that said it's happening again. There's a Supreme Court, you know, because of the Supreme Court ruling over the same-sex, you know, weddings, they have a web designer, another web designer, who is now being, I can't tell from the story because it's so vague, whether they're actually being brought up on charges for refusing to do a website for a gay couple. Let me see. A U.S. District Court Judge Benjamin Beaton, who was appointed by President Trump. Again, we have the same situation going on here where you've got people that have been pulled in. I'm sorry, I screwed this one up. These are singers. Okay, that are being hired to sing at a wedding, and they're like, no, we're not going to celebrate this with you. So is every one of these going to have to be danced in front of the Supreme Court?
They shouldn't have to be, because the decision was so clear. It wasn't just dealing with graphic designers. The court didn't say this only applies to graphic designers. No, it's a very, very broad in its principle. And any judge that rules that people should have to be forced to sing at a ceremony that they, you know, totally go against, that they're singing words that they don't believe in honestly apply to that ceremony. Once again, they're not forced to speak a lie. No, they're required to sing it. And I find a very little differentiation there. And I think the court would find the same. In fact, I could easily see them saying that exact kind of language in their decision.
I love this because as you're talking, I'm like perusing what's left here. And it's, you know, again, now up in New York, they're challenging a law up there where, you know, a photographer is being challenged for not wanting to do the same thing. Not, as I've said to you before, we should flush this out at some point. The how does SCOTUS, how did they force people to follow their rulings? Anyway, we're done. PJI.org, people, PJI.org. Brad Dacus, always a pleasure. God bless. Keep up the good work.
You too. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, seriously, Brad.
29.